San Diego, California. This is Social Dragonfly, a podcast about an assortment of topics, but mainly about myself, getting to know more about the people around me. And I'm your host, Andrew Lee. Hey, how are you doing? So this is season 3 of Social Dragonfly. I hoped you enjoyed Double Doinks and Sackles, which what I was doing with my friend Travis and Fernando. Hopefully it was interesting in a kind of a change of pace. I wanted to continue making those interview shows, but just didn't have time, got a little busy at work, and I thought this was a way of opening up the whole Social Dragonfly network to other things, and maybe other things in the future also. But we're going to get back to old school Social Dragonfly in the upcoming episodes that I'm recording. So, a little preface. It is March 1st. It's about 11 o'clock at night. And I want to record a little bit of what I'm doing in the next 4 episodes, I believe. I think I'm going to make 4 episodes as my season premiere of season 3 of this podcast. So I'm going to go on a trip. And I wrote this in my Substack. But I'm going to talk about a little bit about what I'm going to doing right now. So let's go back to, what was this? I think it was the summer. Yeah, so in the summer, my mom had this idea of going to visit me and possibly my aunt. And then I would have to, like, ditch work for a day or two to go to L.A. and just kind of walk around L.A., drive around L.A., kind of see L.A. or something like that. And honestly, I am not a person who really likes L.A. very much. Especially to do a tour guide-y thing. I would not want to go on the weekend, so it gets busy. What is there to see, really? We're going to Disneyland? Not really. We're just going to drive around certain areas, eat some food and stuff. And so I was really kind of dreading it. I really didn't want to kind of do this. And after hemming and hawing about it, my mom called me and said, yeah, we're going to not visit. I think it's going to be... It was also really short notice. My mom wanted to visit me like in 2 or 3 weeks, and it was just going to be a whole hassle because they weren't getting the right price for a plane ticket. They had to stay here. They had to borrow my car or rent a car, and it just didn't seem like anything interesting. So when my mom called me and said, yeah, we're not going to do that anymore. It was like August of past year. I think we're going to save our money and go to Indonesia and see if we can find my mom's childhood home. And as she said that, I suddenly was very intrigued with this trip. Like, really intrigued. Like, personally, that is definitely one place I want to visit, especially through the eyes of my mom and my aunt. I really don't want to go to China. I have, like, reasons. I don't think I'm going to get much from China, especially how I'm kind of American-born, and I understand my heritage, my Chinese heritage. I'm going to understand other things. I don't get it. But going to China is probably a point in time where I didn't really fully... It was part of my mom's life that she doesn't really talk about too much. It was pretty rough on her during that whole China. And China just has this negative connotation that I just don't want to visit. Especially how it kind of drove my mom away from that country. And I just have no inkling to do that. But Indonesia, I think I actually want to, like, see that kind of stuff. Like, so my mom was saying she wanted to go visit and kind of explore and see if she can find, like, her childhood home. She has very little information about where this house is. There are pictures. During Christmas time, I saw all these different pictures of the house that she once lived in. And pretty much, she remembers, like, an address, and it's like what she says, the name was One Gongdalip or something like that was the address. And I go into Google Maps, try to find it. I'm not finding anything. I don't know what I put the address into, like, Babelfish, into kind of seeing what does is Gongming Street Dalip, what does that mean? And my sister-in-law actually did a little research too, just based on that, and she managed to find something that it really resembled the house in those pictures. But I don't know if it's true or not. Again, it's just my mom. My mom was like maybe 3 years old or something when she fled Indonesia, Jakarta, for China. That's another part of the story I'll catch on a little bit in a second. And so she doesn't really... So I look at this picture and it's like, huh, it could be it. I don't know. But, yeah, so anyway, yeah, sorry, I'm dovetailing through this also. So she says she's going to want to visit Indonesia. And I said, I actually really would like to go too. And I'm also partly I didn't want to like have them go by themselves because that seems like a little bit daunting for two older ladies to be able to kind of do. My mom can't really walk for too long. She can walk, but like hike, like walk several miles exploring a city. That seems like a really, really bad idea. And I'm starved for a vacation. And I think I wanted to go. And I told her, I actually think I want to do this trip with you guys. And so we kind of talk about it a little bit more and more and go, huh, maybe we should also visit like Singapore. Maybe we should also visit like Malaysia. And like maybe also Bali or something like that as well. So what started as my mom's idea, my mom and aunt's idea of going to Jakarta, Indonesia to find their childhood home, turned into a plan to go on a multi-country vacation to kind of just go kind of gallivanting across those countries down there. And so we had to choose a time. I didn't want to go during tourist season, honestly. And I chose March. Like, the ideal time when it's not rainy season down there is around April. And so I chose March mainly because I didn't want... I chose March because I didn't want to watch college basketball. And I just could just skip entire month of March and just do this trip. And then, like, be earlier in the year so it wouldn't really wreck work. And we chose this time. And the rainy weather is kind of off and on during that time, so I thought that'd be good. So, anyway, that's where I'm going in about 6 days. I'm flying to the Bay Area in like a few days. And then I'm going to fly out from San Francisco to Singapore to begin my... trip around Southeast Asia. And the next four episodes, I hope, will be recorded on my phone and kind of mini podcast episodes, the Matcha Monologues, for each of the countries that we're going to visit. I hope it's going to be interesting. I don't know if it's going to be interesting or not, or anything like that. I hope it is. I hope the Jakarta part where we're trying to look for my mom's house will be very interesting. So since then, I've hired a private tour guide to do a little research. And he's actually visited that house we saw on Google Maps. But this is all based on very little information. And the whole architecture in the neighborhood has changed quite a bit in 70 years since my mom was there. So it's going to look a little different. We may or may not find it. My aunt's also helping. There's some pictures, there's some like place, there's a maternity house that she was born in 55 that could be very close to the house. Just trying to narrow down the neighborhood to see if we can see it or not. So that'll be very interesting. Yeah. And through this whole process of like just finding out about my family, like my mom's upbringing in Jakarta and then having to leave Jakarta. I didn't know actually why they had to leave in the first place. Like, why was there such a reason to do that? And it ended up being my sister-in-law sent me this book that she found out. Gave me a copy, actually, and I've been kind of listening to parts of it. But the main gist of it, which was very shocking to me because I didn't really know any of this at all, was in the 50s and the 60s in Jakarta, there was a ruler that took it over. I think his name was Suharto. But back in the 50s and the 60s, first I should say, in Jakarta, Indonesia, there were a lot of Chinese Indonesians living there, including my mom's family. My grandfather and my grandmother were third generation Indonesians, Chinese Indonesians living there. And during that same time, there was the Red Revolution in China, where it became communist. And it slowly, Indonesians didn't really, well, at least the ruling party, didn't really think highly of the Chinese. In fact, they wanted all the Chinese to be out of the country eventually. And long story short, really honestly, is that in the 60s, most of the Chinese were kind of forced out of their homes that lived in Indonesia. And they would pretty much possibly exterminate them. I'm not exactly sure. There's this one chapter I was kind of listening to, and it's pretty much every person that, I guess, had a Chinese name or had some kind of like Chinese affiliation, they had the stink of communism on them, and they were going to be forced out, lose their property, and pretty much maybe even kind of exterminated or something too. They might have been killed because they were just getting rid of all the Chinese out of Indonesia and save it for only the Indonesians, really. And because my family was kind of half and half, they kind of heard, kind of maybe had a premonition that this might happen. And so in the 50s, like mid to late 50s, they sold their house and moved to China, to Canton, I believe, and paid a very, very huge penalty on the exchange rate of their money and lived in China to kind of escape from what eventually happened in the 60s with any of the Chinese that remained there. So it's kind of like very, very shocking to kind of learn this. Like a lot of people like my mom's mom and my mom's family and stuff, if they had stayed, they probably would have died or just lose everything, lose all sense of life. So they kind of thought ahead of it and kind of did that. I'm supposed to learn more about this from my mom eventually, but this is what I gleaned from that book that my sister-in-law sent me. So there's a part of this trip that's nostalgia, but there's also a part of this trip that looks like what could have happened, because Jakarta, Indonesia, looks a lot different than it once did back in the 50s. I watched a couple of like YouTube videos, and it looks very, very populated. It's the square footage of land. All the houses are kind of built on top of each other. In fact, the house that we're looking at looks a little different because the architecture, the fencing looks a little different. The layout of the house looks a little different. Possibly, then there's also more businesses that are huddled against that house. So I'm sure in the 50s, that was the only house probably in a certain area. And now after like overpopulation of Indonesia and Jakarta and just kind of building and building and building over 70 years, all these little businesses and shacks and stuff were probably huddled against that. And just kind of, it looks a lot different. This is like, it's a neighborhood now. It's not just one house or a few houses. It's a lot of houses and little tiny shacks and a lot of little tiny businesses. So this is probably why I'm hiring a private tour guide to kind of help us go around, because I don't know how I would have been able to like look and navigate without the help of a person like that. But yeah, that is, learning that history about my family was kind of a little bit scary to kind of, honestly, to kind of think about that kind of stuff. And that could have happened, you know, like reading, like listening to history and reading books and stuff about the Japanese internment camps. You also got some of the, yeah, it's almost like a Chinese internment camp, really, honestly. It could have been that way in Indonesia. So it's kind of like a surprising kind of sidetrack when learning about this, trying to plan this. And so right now I'm in the middle of packing, trying to figure out what to bring on this trip. But also I'm really looking forward to seeing what I'm going to see, because I've never been to Singapore. I've never been to Malaysia, and never been to Indonesia. And I'm going to visit two places in Indonesia, Jakarta and Bali. And I'm hoping these four episodes that I'm going to record are kind of an interesting kind of peek into what I'm going to experience. And mostly I'm also going to really look forward to seeing the reaction of my mom and my aunt looking around and kind of searching and looking for their like childhood home. And seeing what they see, maybe they'll have that kind of coming to God moment where they like, oh, this might actually be the house. I am 50-50 on whether that house we saw is actually it, because just the basing on the information my mom had is suspect. Not that she doesn't remember it, but it just looks so different, and it's all these addresses might have been changed. Also, tour guide has been talking to people in the neighborhood, talking to elders and stuff, to seeing if they remember, like, my grandfather and grandmother and my mom's family. So it's going to be an interesting trip. I'm going to have a lot of food, a lot of good food. Hope to kind of document it through videos and pictures. But also this podcast, which is exactly what I intended to do in the first place when I started it a couple years ago. And I hope it's going to be very, very interesting for you, the audience, that might have stuck around from Double Doinks and Sackles and remember when I did Social Dragonfly episodes interviewing my friends. In a sense, I'm going to be interviewing my mom and my aunt constantly. Also myself, I guess. But we're going to like experience this all together. It's probably one of the last trips I'll probably have with my mom and my aunt, possibly. There could be more. But every trip is a gift. And I am going to enjoy it. I'm trying not to freak out by the planning, because it involves a 17-hour flight there on Tuesday. And so I'm hoping it's all going to be good. Most of the trip is planned. We're going to have, while watching videos, I'm trying to get my head straight about how to deal with all these different things. It costs quite a bit of money just to kind of purchase all the plane tickets and get everything all set. It is not like a nomad trip. Everything, hotels, plane flights, all those things have been booked with travel insurance and everything. And like, I'm hoping everything works out perfectly. Might not, but we have the insurance and hopefully everything just turns out fine. Definitely scared of traveler's diarrhea. That's for damn sure. Making sure I don't eat ice that of drinks. Looking at the street food vendors, if their stuff looks clean, whether or not their food is cooked all the way. Just trying to be very careful. And again, a reason why I didn't want them to do this trip on their own, because I would just be constantly scared that they would be doing something kind of without thought. But it should be fun for them. Hopefully it's very, very nostalgic for them. And yeah, still trying to get my head over the whole Indonesian government trying to get rid of the Chinese in Indonesia. It's quite a bit of history that I need to really brush up on, and also hear my mom's side of it, because she has thoughts and she has kind of strong feelings about the whole matter as well. But yeah, it's quite a thing to experience this kind of thing. Hope everyone out there can do something like this. If you came from a part of the world that you don't live in now, and be able to go back with this kind of hindsight, with this kind of like approach, with your like your people you looked up to, or your kind of like my mom and my aunt, just kind of see this. It's going to be very interesting. And I hope it's going to be interesting again for the audience that continue to listen to Social Dragonfly. But yeah, I want to record this before my trip, just to kind of, you know, release it when I probably get into Singapore or something, just to show what I'm going to be doing. But yeah, hope you guys follow along, and it's going to be an interesting trip. And yeah, and we'll see what happens. It's going to be fun. I don't know, I think I said this like 5 times now. But yeah. So that's it for this episode, really. It's kind of like a little preview of what you're going to see. First episode will be Singapore. Second will be Kuala Lumpur. Third will be Jakarta. And fourth will be Bali. Bali will be a very amazing trip. I've seen so many videos and I've seen so many different people. Got many discussions, many suggestions on what to do there. And I think we're doing it all right. So that's it for me to sign off right now. And the next episode after this will hopefully be a very coherent episode about Singapore. Until next time, thanks for listening. Social Dragonfly is created, edited, and produced by me, Andrew Lee. It is made with Adobe software. It is hosted by Anchor, a Spotify company. Special thanks to Aduro the band, who gave me permission to use their music.